There's one thing about being a master's competitor that I've always thought needs strategy. And it's the fact that master's events are grouped into five-year age groups for the most part. So you'll have the 30 to 34.
Then 35 to 39, yeah.
Do you need a strategy for how you train, compete, deal with it from coming into the age group as opposed to being into the middle of the age group and then on your way out? Are you kind of hoping that the big events come around just as you're coming into the age group?
Yeah, yeah. I've been fortunate enough. As you get older, it gets tougher as you get into the older part of your age group. But what I do is I just look back at it and you just do what you can do. You're not always going to, it's just doing as well as you can. You don't want to look at the results too much. It's just about doing as well as you can and enjoying it and being well prepared for the event and hope. And as you get older, it's a lot harder to control your performances sometimes, because as you get older, you things like injuries do creep in more often and more frequently. And sometimes illness might creep in, you know, because you're getting older and you have to realize this. So don't.
What about some ego? You'd have to think, I haven't got any data on this, but you'd have to think that those sitting towards the end of the age group are probably less likely to turn up or bother, and more to the younger.
Yeah, I think so. But what I try to do, I'm getting to the upper end of my age group now. I'm 53 and I'm in the 50 to 54 years. But I look at I'll still compete, and I don't have that as much expectation on myself as I move up, and probably in a way you probably enjoy it a bit more because you're not as expected.
As you go up the age.
Yeah, but
and more enjoyment as you go up.
Yeah, maybe, but you also got to look at it. Masters is about enjoying the competition, and it gives you something to train towards. You know what I mean? And enjoy the training along the way, the journey. Otherwise, when you might aim for something and then what happens to you when you achieve that, and Olympians even do it, there's a big downer at the end of it. And so you don't want it, you just want to enjoy the journey of getting, if that makes any sense, of aiming towards your goal. And you know, when you achieve your goal or you don't achieve your goal, what you're doing is you want to look into it and look, oh, how good is it? I get to train with a like-minded group of people each day in, you know, at the beach or at the pool or wherever the training environment may be, and I'm leading a healthy lifestyle, and this has helped me hopefully. And you look at, like, I'm over 50 now. You just want to keep a good mobility up and health as you get into these crucial times of your life, these older times of your life.